Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, we do it every day at this time to catch you up on the big news stories of the day, and there have been a lot. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The nation's first African-American Secretary of State, General Colin Powell, died of COVID-related complications at the age of 84, despite being fully vaccinated. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. John Brownstein says he's worried Powell's death will erode confidence in vaccines.
Just about 7,000 deaths occurred in the 187 million vaccinated people in the U.S., 6,000 of those that are individuals 65 and above, and usually with underlying conditions.
Now, what impact do you think Powell's death will have on the vaccine debate, Mike?
I don't think that it should at all. First of all, he was 84 years of age. He was suffering from a condition called multiple myeloma, a blood cancer, that drastically reduces your immune system. So I hate the fact that COVID is even connected to this death, because nothing should take away from Colin Powell's service to this country. Of course, it's going to be a part of the narrative. Of course, it's going to be a part of the conversation. I just hope it doesn't take it over. I think that Colin Powell should be remembered for his service to the country, for the barriers that he broke, for the things that he had overcome, and the way he served his country. And as far as the vaccine goes, if people are going to debate it, I think those out there saying, do not forget the multiple myeloma diagnosis and what he was suffering from, because that plays a big role in your immune deficiency, which, of course, we know that those are the patients that die at the highest rate because of COVID. And I think that's the part of that we should remember in that discussion, but it should be such a minor part of the life of Colin Powell.
All right, the global supply chain shortage is being felt everywhere, including at the grocery store. Items like chicken, coffee, diapers, ice cream, and frozen meals are in short or no supply in some cases. President Biden's Commerce Secretary says the supply chain issues could be solved by Christmas, but Michael Podu, the president of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 63, says that's wishful thinking.
The best estimates that I've heard, this could be something that will be well into next Christmas, to be honest with you.
All right, Mike, so what item or items are you most concerned about not being available when you go to the store?
Common sense. I think that's whatever it is you're looking for. We hoarded toilet paper when COVID started. That's what we did. We were worried about a virus that was taking over the country, and we bought all the paper goods. So that shows you how our knee-jerk reaction. But in all seriousness, I'm concerned about a couple of things. It's not just the consumers that won't be able to find the Christmas gifts they want and things of that nature. I'm concerned about the retailers that aren't going to be able to sell their goods and recover during holiday season when they normally do. Whether it's affecting the automobile industry because of the chip shortage or the gaming industry or whatever else it is, whatever it is you're looking for as an end user, yes, it is an inconvenience and in some cases a nuisance. But for the suppliers that can't get what they want on the shelves for you to buy, that's a big concern. To watch those ships out at sea so that you can't get those products, that's a big concern. So this needs to be solved sooner rather than later. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the biggest news stories of the day. What's up, Jeremy?
Well, have you heard what the world's largest online retailer is offering to pay new employees?
Amazon is offering an up to $3,000 sign-on bonus for seasonal workers who are willing to join the team working in warehouses fulfilling holiday orders, and certain shifts will get a $3 per hour bump on top of the $18 per hour pay.
But other retailers like Target and Macy's are also on a big holiday hiring blitz. But can they keep up with Amazon? $3,000 bonuses?
I don't know. And that's the power of the free market. I will say this, that one of the silver linings of what we're seeing right now is that they are begging for employees. I've said this before. It's a seller's market. If you have a skill, I came from the trades. When construction is booming, it's a seller's market, which means when you're selling your skills, you can demand a higher price. And that's what we're seeing here. Workers making more money. So good for Amazon. I'm sure they're doing it out of necessity, but giving out more money to your working class employees, it goes a lot further for those employees, and I'm happy for them. So I hope we can keep this economy going this way so that we have employment for people that want jobs, and people that are looking to change careers have a better opportunity, because there's a lot more out there. Opportunity is what we should be offering.
Well, the Arizona Cardinals have been quite opportunistic this season, now 6-0 after demolishing the Browns in Cleveland yesterday, despite playing without their head coach and several players due to COVID. Quarterback Kyler Murray had another big game.
I think we were excited. You know, like I said, the odds kind of seemed stacked against us. I mean, there's pretty much for us, it was just opportunity to come out here and prove ourselves.
He needed a big season and has so far delivered, but what Cardinals player has impressed you the most this season?
I got to say Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray, not just because of the numbers he's putting up, he's always shown himself capable of running the ball and throwing the ball, but I think his leadership, you know, with the absence of Larry Fitzgerald, I think it forced him to step up and be a leader in that locker room. When you see some of those big legendary names, and we will remember Larry Fitzgerald, he will be, I think, in my opinion, the greatest Cardinal in history when he finally retires and goes up in that Ring of Honor and eventually the Hall of Fame. But I think Kyler Murray, for his leadership and stepping up, and I would say this, Chandler Jones is having a great year, but the addition on the other side of the football of J.J. Watt, veteran in the locker room, that's always been a guy that works his butt off, is a great team player, and wants everybody around him to be better, that kind of leadership on the other side of the football has made everybody on that side of the football better. But I have to give the nod right now to Kyler Murray. He's the one that's impressed me most. And it's nice to be talking about the Cardinals this way. I bought season tickets. I bought into a contract for season tickets a few years ago, and it's four seasons that I have the tickets for. First season, we didn't fare so well, but it was fun to watch Kyler Murray come out and play. I gave him back last year because of COVID, so now I've got 3 years left in this contract. This year, I didn't know what to expect, and I got to tell you, it is so much fun to watch this team play football. And begging would be stupid. I'm disappointed in the Cardinal fans. To see 50-50, almost 50-50 in both games with the first game of the season at home against the Vikings and then a division rivalry against the 49ers, well, I imagine it's going to be a sea of red because Houston's not playing very well and they don't travel very well. Sorry, Jeremy.
Not that I was going to say. As a Texans fan, I don't even think I'm going to be at the game on Sunday.
I don't think they're going to travel that well. But the week after that, it's Thursday night football. It is the only game on that night, and we are playing against the Green Bay Packers at home. And if that is a Green Bay Packers crowd, you'll know it, because there was some similarity in the uniforms between, or the jerseys in the crowd, with Cardinal fans and with 49er fans. But those green jerseys are going to stick out like a sore thumb, and if there's an overwhelming number of them, it will be pointed out on Thursday night football. And as good as this team is playing right now, they deserve the support of the Valley, so I hope Cardinal fans turn out.